Representative Spencer Black, a Democrat from Madison, says these are not normal times, and so he's thinking outside the box.
It would save tens of millions of dollars over the course of a budget biennium. Right now, the legislature, including its service agencies, costs the taxpayers about $125 million over the two-year budget cycle. I'm estimating that this would save about one-third of that cost.
Black will introduce a bill calling to cut the number of assembly seats from 99 to 56 and the number of Senate seats from 33 to 14. But UW political science professor Don Kettle says the idea is extreme. It would make Wisconsin's Senate the smallest in the country and make the Assembly the fourth smallest.
One could certainly make an argument that we don't need 99 in the Assembly and 33 in the Senate. On the other hand, if we were to reduce it much more, we might find ourselves underrepresenting some parts of the state.
Kettle says as a symbolic gesture, it's a good one. Representative Spencer Black.
I don't think folks in the public have realized the kinds of cuts we're going to be looking at in important services like education, university, health care, environmental protection. And I think if we're looking at those kinds of cuts, the legislature has to look at cutting in its own backyard.
Still, Professor Kettle says even slashing the size of the legislature doesn't give enough bang for the buck.
We're not going to save enough by reducing the number of seats in the legislature to do a whole lot for much of anything else. The expenses are relatively small for running the state legislature. The expenses that we're talking about cutting elsewhere are so huge that we're talking about a relatively small drop in the bucket.
Under Spencer Black's proposal, a nonpartisan commission would redistrict the state to draw up new legislative boundaries. Black is calling for co-sponsors of his bill. He wonders if he'll get any. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.